With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. State lawmakers started taking up the challenge of Montana's $282 million budget shortfall in the first 2 days of hearings in Helena today. Governor Steve Bullock sent the Legislative Finance Committee a long list of proposed cuts to state agencies. His budget director, Dan Villa, says state law gives the governor authority to cut up to 10% from most state agencies towards achieving the legally mandated balanced budget.
That is all that is allowed of the executive, but they are horrendous options. They are awful.
Villa then alluded to the Democratic governor's informal request that Republican lawmakers join him in calling for a special legislative session.
There is a better way out, and it will be up to this committee as well as the governor's office to figure that out.
Governor Bullock has advocated for raising taxes to help balance the budget. Republican lawmakers generally oppose that and have called for reducing the size of government. Federal wildlife officials say a cat-sized predator that lives in old-growth forests of the Northern Rockies is not in danger of extinction, despite worries about habitat loss and accidental trapping. The Trump administration announced today that the Northern Rockies fisher was among 25 species that do not merit protection under the Endangered Species Act. The animals once ranged across at least 5 states, but are now limited to a smaller area straddling the Montana-Idaho border. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service last year agreed to consider new protections after wildlife advocates documented at least 66 fishers accidentally killed by trappers in Idaho. The agency says a months-long review found no evidence fisher populations were in decline because of trapping, climate change, logging, or other potential threats. There has been hours of public testimony in Helena today about the $228 million in state budget cuts Governor Steve Bullock is proposing. The budget that state lawmakers passed and that Governor Bullock signed this spring was based on revenue projections that proved far more optimistic than what's actually come into state coffers. And the state has spent $68 million fighting fires this year. State law allows the governor to cut most state spending by a maximum of 10% without input from the legislature. State Budget Director Dan Villa explained Bullock's choices to the Legislative Finance Committee this morning.
There is no way to cut 10% of general fund expenditures without there being pain and legal issues. Department of Corrections, Department of Public Health, in particular.
Governor Bullock, a Democrat, is asking Republicans, who hold the legislative majority, to join him in calling for a special session to deal with budget challenges. Bullock is advocating for some tax increases, which Republicans generally oppose. Republicans on the House Natural Resources Committee are asking the Interior Department to provide documents on use of private charter flights for government business by Interior Secretaries dating back to 2009, when former President Barack Obama took office. Representatives Rob Bishop of Utah and Bruce Westerman of Arkansas said they are seeking the information following news reports that Trump administration officials, including Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, use non-commercial flights, costing taxpayers tens of thousands of dollars. Bishop chairs the Natural Resources Panel, while Westerman leads an Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee. The lawmaker said today that federal officials should be held to the highest ethical standard in adhering to rules regarding transparency and responsible use of taxpayer dollars. They said that includes Zinke and former Interior Secretaries Sally Jewell and Ken Salazar.
With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. A man and woman have pleaded not guilty in the death of two people whose bodies were found in plastic tubs of chemicals in a Montana residence. Augusta Standing Rock and Tiffany Pierce entered the pleas Wednesday in Missoula County District Court to charges of deliberate homicide and accountability for deliberate homicide. County Attorney Kirsten Papps said prosecutors will not seek the death penalty in the case. She said her interpretation of a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision is that Montana's mechanism for executions is illegal. On August 17th, police found the bodies of 15-year-old Marilyn Pickett and 24-year-old Jackson Wiles, both of Missoula, in plastic tubs filled with chemicals in the basement. They also found knives and an axe covered in blood and human tissue. Montana wildlife managers have captured a grizzly bear that was eating fruit near homes south of Shodo. They're searching for a second bear that has been looking for food in the town. State Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials say a 3.5-year-old sub-adult male bear weighing 399 pounds was captured Monday night just south of Shodo. It had been feeding on buffalo berries along the Teton River, but moved into the edge of the town to eat plums and apples in yards. The bear will be relocated far north in the Helena, Lewis, and Clark National Forest along the Continental Divide. The second bear the agency is trying to trap has been feasting on apples in yards in Shodo. A grizzly was euthanized Monday about 30 miles north of Shodo, near Depuyer. Officials warn residents to remove bear attractants as there is increased bear activity this time of year. A long line of people with disabilities and their care providers crowded the state capitol this afternoon, each waiting their turn to protest budget cuts proposed to the state's Department of Health and Human Services. That department would see the largest slice of Governor Steve Bullock's proposal to balance the more than $200 million hole in the state budget. That hole is a result of state revenues coming in lower than the budget anticipated and nearly $70 million in firefighting costs this summer. The cuts would eliminate early intervention programs for infants and toddlers with developmental disabilities, reduce dental care for people on Medicaid, remove personal assistance services for people with disabilities, and, along with other reductions to health services, cut state spending on health care by over $100 million. After holding a brief rally inside the state capitol, protesters lined up to testify to the Legislative Finance Committee. Bonnie Kelly from Missoula was among them.
Gouging in personal assistance services would affect every facet of my life. I would not be able to get in or out of bed. I would not be able to take a shower. I would not be able to go to the toilet. I would not be able to go to my job. This is how these cuts would affect my daily life. It's time for the governor and for the legislatures, all of you guys, to come together for a special session and come up with a balanced budget that works for all Montanans, a budget that is not solely based on cuts.
While Democrats and the governor's office have expressed interest in convening a special session to pass tax increases and raise revenue for the state, Republicans have so far been opposed to the option. Members of the conservative majority in both chambers have said the government needs to live within its means in times of budget woes. Lawmakers are expected to give their recommendations to the governor's office for how to respond to the state budget shortfall before the end of the day Thursday. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.